This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Oh, right now is the time. Lionel Richie, you guys.
Woo!
Oh. Oh, my. What song have we selected?
La-la.
Right now, caller number 9 instantly gets a pair of tickets to see Lionel Richie at the Frost Amphitheater in Palo Alto on August 24th. I'm not sure.
Everybody in the streets, isn't it all night long?
Oh, yeah.
Is it? Yeah, it is.
It sounds messed up.
It sounds like it's...
It sounds like we're hearing only one channel. Hold on.
Uh-oh. Tell whom to help Alex out.
Oh, there. It's still bad.
You hear that?
Yeah, it sounds horrible. Sorry.
Good job, Hooman. Poor Alex. Alex is like, what's happening?
I feel like I'm like, did he do some artsy intro and it's going to kick in a second or what? What is that?
Yeah. It's like his voice isn't there. Maybe it was live.
No, that was, something's wrong with the.
Yeah. The channel.
Anyway, you guys, it's going to sound way better than that when you see him live at the Frost Amphitheater in Palo Alto on August 24th. The tickets are on sale now at AXS.com. Caller number 9 instantly gets a pair of tickets. By the way, Alex, don't worry about it because no one dies on radio, you know?
I just told him right now.
It's no worries. God, Hooman is like all over. I'm like, don't be nervous. Just, you know, just make eye contact with Sarah and she'll give you a cue when you start up the music. And I'm like, God, just let him play the thing. Anyway, if you want to see Lionel Richie, now's your chance. Call now. Hooman's got your, Hooman is, you know, wearing many hats today and he's now answering the phones. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call 855-JUMPSTART today and get started on a new healthy you. Mm-hmm. Hashtag me too. It's a thing, people. Mm-hmm. Just because you don't hear about it every single dingle day, every single dingle hour, doesn't mean it's not still happening. And today it's happening to Katy Perry.
Uh-oh.
There's a male model, and his name is Josh Kloss. And he's accusing Josh Kloss.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's Carly Kloss's brother or something, and they're all male. They're all models in that family. Mm. But Josh Kloss is accusing Katy Perry of sexual misconduct for publicly exposing his genitals at a party. He was in her Teenage Dream video. I guess he's like the main guy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He got the gig, paid him $650 to be the star of this video. Mm-hmm. This is back in 2010. So in an Instagram post, he says that when he first met her, she was cool and kind, but when other people were around on the set, she was mean. I would say stuff like how it was gross that she had to kiss him. He said...
Was she joking
probably,
with him?
Who knows?
Like, he's so good looking, it's going to be gross to have to kiss this guy.
I guess. You know how people can be, you know, maybe even deep down they want to kiss somebody and think it's fun that they're doing that in the video, and then but they've got to be like, no, oh, it's so gross that I have to kiss this guy. I don't even know. Oh, my God. Mm. He said what he was kind of like, whatever, at the time, because he's a single father and the gig was all he had.
Okay.
So he was like, I don't care what she says. I'm going to get my $650 and be a star in her video. 2 years later, he brings a friend to a party to meet Katy, and that's when she pulled down his pants. He says, when I saw her, we hugged and she was still my crush, but as I turned to introduce my friend, she pulled my Adidas sweats and underwear out as far as she could to show a couple of her guy friends and the crowd around us my woohoo. Can you imagine how pathetic and embarrassed I felt? So the question is, like, why is he just speaking out now? He says, our culture is set on proving men of power are perverse, but females with power are just as disgusting. He said, I made about $650 in total off Teenage Dream, so happy anniversary to one of the most confusing, assaulting, and belittling jobs I've ever done. I was actually going to play the song and sing it on ukulele for the anniversary, but then as I was tuning, I thought, F this, I'm not helping her BS image another second.
I don't doubt that he may have thought, I'll put up with this if this gig leads to more gigs, right. And maybe it didn't. And that's right. When he went, I could see why that a lot of people think, well, if this is what I have to do to get somewhere, I'll, okay. And then when they don't get somewhere, they go, oh, I'm calling you. I know that she got in trouble for that boy she kissed on American Idol. Do you remember that?
I do remember them
kid,
saying.
He was the guy who said he'd never been kissed.
Oh, yeah.
And she like said, come here. And she was the judge. And he was the contestant. Mm-hmm. And he walked up. And she said, no, come here. Brought him in. And then it was like, I think, if I'm remembering correctly, and I wish I had the video to I think she tried to like kiss me on the old kiss my cheek, and she kissed him on the lips and, you know, sort of stole his first kiss.
Right.
On one hand, you'd go, dude, your first kiss was Katy Perry.
Yeah.
On the other, maybe that's a guy who, you know,
was saving the
is
first
Christly
kiss for
someone, and wanted
right.
that to
right.
be with his wife. I don't know. Right. I don't know that dude.
Right.
But so that's some behavior where she's been questioned about, why would you do that?
Right.
You're the judge. Of course he's going to come over there.
Mm-hmm.
He's someone who wants to be on American Idol.
Right.
Right.
Right. Yeah, it's inappropriate. And even the, you know, sort of the mean comments, whatever, it sounded like he got by him. It was the problem that he had was 2 years later when she pulled his pants down in front of a bunch of people to show his wiener.
Yeah,
his
wiener. I don't know about that. That seems way out there.
That's
but.
Rude. And I can actually the thing he says, I felt pathetic and embarrassed. Like if somebody yanked my top up or pulled my pants down in mm-hmm. front of other people, someone who had power over me, I mean, it would be belittling. It would make you feel like a piece of meat that just showed up. I can see why he was upset about it, why he waited so long to say anything. I don't know. Maybe, you know, he was waiting for the right time, or he did think, well, I was going to sing her song, but why would I do that? And he got mad, and mm-hmm. now he's talking about it. Let's see. For the record, Katie hasn't responded, but...
I'll tell you one thing that I believe, whether or not... It's not this hashtag Me Too stuff, but we all have things, mistakes, things that have happened in our lives where you don't... I guess you get over it, but it still keeps coming back to you. So it's one of those things, maybe...
bothers him.
That's continued to come back to him, and he's finally like, the only way I'm going to get rid of this is to get rid of this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know.
Push it out of my head hole into the public forum. Yeah, I don't know. And I mean, he's not like asking for her to be put in jail or anything or, mm-hmm. you know.
What
he's
is he
just,
asking for? He's just coming out
I
saying
think he's
this
just
happened
saying,
to me.
You know, it's not just dudes.
Yeah.
And her behavior was, to me, appalling. So I don't, you know, I guess just maybe, or maybe just what Vinny said, it just kept coming up in his head and he just thought, well, I'm just going to say something about
well,
it.
Well, look,
it's true. If it's true, you know, then he's within his rights.
Think about the time when that boy in school, when you went to the, you were doing that job thing and the boy goes, why are you so stupid or ugly?
Why are you so ugly?
And then the thing that goes probably in your head is, I should have said, I should have done mm-hmm. anything
even after
to
all
defend
these years.
Myself.
Yeah.
And I think that's one
well,
of the
Well, you
things...
try to come up with, those are the mental fights you have where you're just trying to come up with like, oh, I could have got him if I'd said this.
And I've talked to you guys about this many times. In a moment where I could be brave and help someone, mm-hmm. I want to be. And I would hate to think that I wasn't. I would hate to live with that. And maybe that's a situation where the guy's going, man, I should have said, what the hell are you... Who do you think you are?
Right.
Maybe it's just been on his mind and he's finally mm-hmm. like, I'll never stop thinking about this stupid weakness I had
right,
in a moment where I should have said something.
Right.
And I didn't.
Interesting.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean.
Because really, I wonder what her reaction would have been if he'd said, what do you think you're doing? How dare you? Like, I wonder if he grabbed at her hand to, you know, to pull his pants back to
right.
him. Like,
yeah.
I think that sometimes we're almost polite to a fault. Like, we don't want to. She was Katy Perry. Like, she's definitely a person that, you know, could have power over his
right.
career, et cetera. And if he didn't want to make her mad. I mean, that right there is the abuse of power. When you just assume you can do whatever the F you want, because what's he going to do? And what he did was nothing until, you know, 8 years later or whatever it is. Next up on the Me Too bandwagon, Placido Domingo.
Yeah, who? What's this all about?
He is one of the big three tenors, right?
Yeah.
Is that the?
He's a big opera singer.
Is he your favorite opera singer?
I do like him a lot. I don't know if he's my favorite, but he's really good. He's supposed to perform up here in San Francisco in October. I'm curious to see if they're going to suddenly cancel his appearance. I asked for tickets for that.
Well, nine women have come forward with allegations. I don't know if they just rounded them up and put it all together, or one person came forward and then they went looking for more. Mm-hmm. Eight singers and a dancer say that they were sexually harassed by him. He's a Spanish guy. They are relating incidents that spanned three decades from the late 80s.
Who's the really heavy guy?
That's Pavarotti. He's
Pavarotti.
Dead.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Didn't he die?
A couple years ago.
I'm looking up Placido because I don't... Oh, okay.
Who's the third tenor?
Jose Carrera.
That's right.
Placido's got a big shock of gray hair and a gray beard. Not real long, but
right.
Not tight.
Yeah.
I've never seen him before in my life.
Let's see. The alleged harassment took place at venues including opera companies where he held top positions. He was in charge. Six other women allege that Placido Domingo, who's been married to his second wife, the soprano Marta Ornelas, they've been married since 1962. Six women say he made them feel uncomfortable with his sexual propositions. Dozens of other people in the opera business claimed we've witnessed this and said that they've seen him being sexually inappropriate toward younger women. His alleged actions were a, quote, open secret in the opera world. Domingo, who's 78, did not respond to detailed questions from, looks like AP was talking to him, but said in a statement, the allegations from these unnamed individuals dating back as many as 30 years are deeply troubling and, as presented, inaccurate. Still, it is painful to hear that I may have upset anyone or made them feel uncomfortable no matter how long ago and despite my best intentions. I believed all of my interactions and relationships were always welcomed and consensual. People who know me or who have worked with me know I'm not someone who would intentionally harm, offend, or embarrass anyone, except for all the people who came forward to go, yeah, no, we saw this.
Mm-hmm.
One woman accused Domingo of putting his hand down her skirt. Three others said he forced kisses on their lips in a dressing room, a hotel room, and at a lunch meeting. One of the singers said, a business lunch is not strange. Somebody trying to hold your hand during a business lunch is strange. Or putting their hand on your knee is a little strange. He was always touching you in some way, always kissing you. Seven of the accusers claimed that their careers were affected after they rejected his advances, some saying promised roles never materialized. Only one woman consented to her name being used. Patricia Wolf is her name. The others want to remain anonymous because they still work in the business and feared reprisals. The women, many of them, told similar stories about him calling them late at night and asking them to meet urgently under the guise of offering them career advice. I know it's 11 o'clock, but I really want to talk about your career.
Uh-huh.
And the women said they felt emboldened to come forward by the hashtag MeToo movement. So.
That's a move.
There's your MeToo roundup.
The people with drive would meet. You know? Mm-hmm. Like, not that you wouldn't have drive if you said no, but, you know, there you are. You're driven. You want your career to succeed. There you are going. You get this phone call. You show up, and then the guy's like... Right. First, make out with me.
Yeah, let's talk about your career. It gets better if you do something with this.
Right.
Yuck.
Yikes. Have you seen the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
No. Okay. Movie, you mean?
Yes.
No.
That is the new Quentin Tarantino
the last
movie.
Thing I saw was Shazam.
Oh.
Eh. And then I started Aquaman last night.
Oh.
Oh.
What do you think?
I did not like it.
What amazing actor he is, huh?
He's
1.15 billion that thing's made.
It's incredible.
It's really more about the underwater world. I just think they did a bad job imagining. I don't like the look of it.
You don't?
I didn't think they did a good job at all.
Huh.
So far, and I'm only 30 minutes in.
Oh, you're going to keep going?
Well, I'll watch it in pieces.
So, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, that's the Quentin Tarantino movie. Listen, I want to preface this whole thing by saying I love every Quentin Tarantino movie, all of them except this one. Boring, too long,
Is it true you didn't finish it, though?
I did not finish. I couldn't take it anymore.
Everyone says the best part is the end.
Well, whatever. It took too long to get there. And it was so hot in that theater. And there was 10-minute breaks in between each reel change. It was such a pain in the ass. So anyway, I will say this, though. Of the entire 2 hours of the three-hour movie that I did watch, the best part is this Bruce Lee scene.
That was fun, huh?
It was fun. So he's getting some crap for it.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Because he made Bruce Lee look like an arrogant a-hole. And
he is a little bit arrogant, if you've seen some interviews with him.
Well, it does turn out that Quentin himself has had interactions with Bruce Lee, and he said, I just portray... And I think he pulled something directly from the guy's wife's stories about him. So he was at a press conference in Moscow yesterday, and he defended himself saying Bruce Lee was kind of an arrogant guy. The way he was talking, I just didn't make a lot of that up. I heard him say things like that to that effect. He said the thing about Muhammad Ali, because in the thing, Bruce Lee's like sort of on the set and he's kind of prowling around, and there's like a group of people around him and he's sort of holding court there, and he's, you know, doing some moves and... Mm-hmm. And at one point he says, someone says, "Who in a fight between you and Muhammad Ali, who would win?" And he looks at his hands and he says, "It would be me." And or, you know, something to that effect. And Quentin says that came straight from a biography by Bruce's wife, Linda.
Oh.
That she had put that in the biography she did of him. It might not be true that he'd ever said it, but he says he pulled it from this biography. Another Lee biographer, because apparently this guy has had a lot of people write books about him, said Linda was quoting someone else who suggested that Muhammad Ali could be beat up by Bruce Lee. And another biographer, lots of books, said Bruce Lee did not think he could win that fight. He claims that Bruce once said, "Look at my hand. That's a little Chinese hand. He'd kill me."
Bruce Lee would never say that.
Well, whatever. It's a movie. It's a work of fiction. I'll tell you, though, you know who was mad about it? Bryn. Bryn was mad at the portrayal of Bruce Lee.
I follow Bruce Lee on Instagram, and that whoever it is in his family or his estate that continues to post, there were people who were posting about how mad they were about how Bruce Lee was portrayed. And people in his family were not happy about it and didn't endorse the film at all. So, yeah, I think fans of his don't take kindly. I mean, he's dead. He can't even defend himself.
Well, just one more reason to not go see that movie. I got some... Oh, damn it. Look at the time.
Oh, tons of time.
No.
Just
is it a long story?
It is, and it's actually a kind of a two-parter. So I'll just do this really quickly because we were just talking about Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
And
Alex Baldwin.
Yeah.
Sorry. So dumb.
It's fine. Comedy, you know, we've heard that he's going to be roasted. So Comedy Central released the list of participants in the Alec Baldwin roast.
Oh, great.
They
Who's
are
it gonna be?
Robert De Niro, Caitlyn Jenner, NBA star Blake Griffin.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah. I don't know. Are they maybe
Blake
friends?
Blake Griffin?
Yeah. Joel McHale from Community, Deborah Messing, Chris Redd from Saturday Night Live. I'm not sure who that is. And, of course, Jeff Ross, veteran roaster. Will and Grace star Sean Hayes is going to be the roast. So Deborah Messing is on it, but Sean Hayes is the roastmaster. That's Jack, isn't it?
Yes.
The show's going to tape Saturday, September 7th, and air on Sunday the 15th. So if you're dying for the Alec Baldwin roast.
Oh, there's so much to roast about.
I know. Oh, my God. Everyone's just going to start yelling.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Romance, Sarah.
Oh,
romance is in the news.
Oh, and in the air.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show at 7:38, and it's Tuesday morning. You can watch this show live every morning. It's with streams on the internet. Just go to radioalice.com/watch. That takes you directly to the Looking Glass. We got Vaughn in there working all the dials, doing the crossfades and the cutaways. Or whatever, panning. I don't know what happens in
all
video. All the things that need to happen.
Camera to camera.
Puts it together. Mm-hmm. So go to radioalice.com/watch and check us out.
That's right. You want to see some handsome radio people?
Oh, we have those.
You get in radioalice.com right now.
Do it.
Have a look.
Handsome is the word.
Right. Oh, can you? Sorry. Can you hear me again?
Yeah, of course. Happy to.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. Here's what's happening. The ghost ship trial criminal case still has no verdict. The jury has been deliberating for 6 days.
Oh. That's amazing.
Yeah, the defendants, Derek Almina, 49, and Max Harris, 29, are charged with 36 counts each of involuntary manslaughter in the deaths of 36 people who perished during the December 2nd, 2016 warehouse fire. If convicted on all counts, each man faces up to 39 years behind bars. It'll be up to the judge for sentencing specifically, but the jury... the verdict's on them, and they are taking a while. 6 days is good news for the defendants. Both lawyers are saying, we like this. This is good for our clients.
Right.
That they haven't been able to come up with a verdict. Right.
Well, it could wind up just being a hung jury if they can't all agree, and then the whole thing has to happen
over again.
Ugh.
So it looks like they've been at this. They have about 3 months of trial and testimony to go over and more than 100 exhibits on record. So it's possible they're just doing
a careful job.
You know, due diligence, I guess, is the
Although after 3 months sitting on a jury, I'm sure there are at least a few jurors who are like, I've got a decision and let's get out of here.
Yeah, but this is a tough one, not because... there are families showing up here.
Oh yeah,
at this trial and saying that guy's responsible for the death of my kid. So you have to take that very seriously, whether or not you think that, you know, his throwing a party at a venue that was, I don't know, a lot of that was makeshift at best, right?
Yeah. Right.
I mean, you saw like weird things plugged into.
Yeah.
Well, right. Most people know better than that. But then again, most people are reckless. In general, we try to make something work. And when it does, we go, fixed.
All set. Not thinking that could be a fire hazard.
Or not knowing.
Right.
In some cases. Anyway. Right. But then again, if you're throwing parties and having people in and they're paying money, I don't know if they paid. I imagine they paid. But,
right. You
know, if you're throwing parties, you are responsible for having, that's pretty normal. Anyway, they're deliberating again today. So, and if they come to a verdict today, this afternoon will be the announcement as family members will be of the victims will be given time to get into court to be there for the announcement.
Right.
So we'll see. That's a tough one.
It is. It's hard.
Love.
It's the best.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I love love.
Love can be so beautiful.
Yeah, it can also be so painful.
Oh, God, yes. It just chews your guts right out. Oh, nothing
so
chews
hard.
Your guts out like love.
Oh.
There's a guy named John Blaze in Houston.
John Blaze. What a great name.
That is a good name.
It's a lover's name.
He and his girlfriend, Teo Nguyen, love taking bike rides together. It's Win, right? NG.
Well, I'm told. Right,
I grew up with a lot of kids who had the last name Nguyen.
Yeah.
Or that's the way
we
said it.
I actually think that's how Bryn says it, Nguyen.
That's the way Bryn says it. Yeah.
But if you, I don't know.
I've
been told the actual pronunciation's Wynn, and it's just been adapted.
Well, I mean, I can see where some people are like, I just can't keep correcting you anymore.
Right.
I'm over it. Fine, that's what it is.
Right.
Okay, so anyway, a few months ago, he asked her to go on a bike ride. They love bike riding. That's their thing as a couple.
So this wasn't like an unusual thing.
Nope.
He just, you know, let's go for one of those bike rides we love so much.
He said, let's go on a bike ride.
What's his name? Johnny Blaze?
John Blaze.
Oh, John Blaze. I'm calling Johnny from now on.
Almost 16 miles later, when they looked at the map of the route, she realized it spelled Marry Me. And then he proposed to her.
Oh, my God. He figured out on a roadmap how to write Marry Me?
Yeah.
She
and
says,
he remembered
quote,
it turn by turn? Mm-hmm.
I went from being so annoyed by all these crazy turns we did to being completely shocked and having the biggest smile on my face.
That's adorable.
Did she say yes?
Yes.
Oh, she did. You're right. She said yes.
Because it's a story about love, Vinny.
Right. Well, they're hoping to get married this fall. Good luck putting it together that fast.
Why don't you ask that one girl if you can take her date? Yeah, weddings are, they take some planning.
Duh, so much more than you'd think, too. Yeah. Go to City Hall.
Go to Vegas.
Yeah, boom. Do it real quick and then throw a party at your local community center. It'll be like half the price.
Or just in your backyard. Have a little cookout. Ay, ay, ay.
A new survey asked women to name the sexiest physical features on a man.
Mm.
A good smile came in first.
Oh. Yeah, good smile's nice. I like shoulders. That's something about shoulders.
Average sized man area came in second.
Oh, average size.
Average sized man area came in second.
Oh, what nice ladies.
I know. I felt the same way. They're lying just to make the guys around them feel okay about themselves. Yeah.
Maybe it was just average size guy that was asking the questions. And they're like, what do you got? And he's like, well, I'm average size. And they're like, that's perfect.
The researchers found average sized man area is way more desirable than giant ones.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's fun to look at a giant one and, you know, go, oh.
Ooh.
But on a daily basis, that is not really what you want.
Uh-huh.
That's only special occasion.
Yeah, that's you pull out the big guns on a special occasion.
Right.
Average. No, I'm not winking.
Yep.
No, you're the one winking.
You're doing the lie that all these others did.
No,
you don't have to do that.
It's not a lie. I mean, large average is nice, but average is fine.
Anyway, average came in second.
What's the average again? 3 inches?
No.
I believe they say 6, right?
I don't know.
I think so.
In the research department,
like
please
6.
Do.
6.5.
Oh, see, I thought it was more like 4.75.
No
like
way.
Like the average.
I don't think that's right.
Well, we'll find out. Uzi's going to do some penis research.
My job is so difficult.
The
it
rest
is.
Of the most...
Oh, no!
What?
Sarah was right. The average, I've typed in average penis size. It's 3.5 inches.
Oh,
no.
I'm not right.
No.
I said 4.75.
Oh, you did?
That isn't
hey,
right.
Hey, how about the average excited penis?
That isn't right. There's no
oh,
way.
Oh, okay. That is when it's not happy.
Flex it.
When it's happy, it's 5.1.
Oh. Okay.
Is average?
Yes.
Jesus. Does that make you guys feel good?
It makes me feel good.
Well. I've seen yours.
Short hair, big hands, a nice back, muscular arms, and facial hair.
Oh, facial hair.
I've never had any lady be like, can you grow your hair, your mustache, or your beard back? Ever.
You know, I will say that when John goes on vacation, he's very lax about shaving. And,
sure.
And you know, so sometimes when, because he's got this like soft curly hair. And like when his hair gets kind of big and he's got like a 3 days of growth on his face and, you know, he's got like his, you know, sweatshirts kind of tight around his shoulders. I'm just like, that looks pretty good. I'm
nice.
Into that. That's like nice shoulders and narrow hips. Yeah. I'm like, oh, hey.
Hey,
what
boy.
Are you doing? You're mine.
So straight women go for a smile and average man area. So what would a lesbian woman pick?
Oh, this is interesting. Nice rack.
The best features.
Nice rack. Good hair.
Good smile was number one.
Boy, the smile
thing. How about eyes?
Number two was average sized boobs.
Oh. Yeah. Not too small, not too big.
And number three, average sized butt.
Oh.
Normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Looking for a middle of the road woman. Give me an average.
All right. That's easy enough, right?
Sure, I guess.
Most of us can pull that off and still have our ice cream after dinner.
I don't know. I might have to quit the ice cream.
You quit ice cream?
I might have to.
Have you, though?
I haven't, okay. But I might have to.
Why?
I'm getting old. What are you doing? Things aren't looking that great.
How's your sleep? Did everything work out with us having dinner at 4:30?
It was great. Listen, okay, I'm telling you, my perfect time of day to eat dinner is 3 p.m.
All right.
That's just the best time. It gives me 4 hours after dinner to digest, like a normal person would have. They'd eat dinner at 6 and go to bed at 10. Normal people. So I like to eat early, so I've changed our Sunday time to 4:30. I feel like 4:30, I mean, come on, give me that. John's gone for the next 3 days.
Oh, where'd he go?
They went up to Shasta. Mm-hmm. So
with your bro?
No, they're leaving today. He's taking my two sons, and they're going to go on a trip. They're going to trying to get a houseboat, and you know they put it together very last minute. Mm-hmm.
What's in Shasta?
Apparently, there's like
fishing?
Hiking and falls, and right. I guess you know my one. I don't think my sons have ever been to Shasta, so they wanted to see it and whatever. Aww. Just you know, a summer trip.
Just the three of them.
Yeah, just the three of them. Why do you want to go?
No, so, I just thought you should be there.
Well, I am very jealous that they're going. They put this whole thing together yesterday, and I'm going, yeah, that sounds really fun. So John made this big pot of soup yesterday. I'm gonna eat that.
For 3 days?
For 3 days. It's the turkey kale. It's pretty good, so I'll heat that up every night. But, you know, in my depression, maybe I'll quit ice cream the day that they get back. Because I need to console myself with an ice cream sandwich after dinner.
That's one of those things. People don't quit stuff for the very... I see it in myself all the time. I was like, okay, you know what? The wedding stress had me just grinding, and I was like, I'm not even going to worry about anything. And then after, I'm like, well, I'm not going to worry anything for a little while just because I need to recover.
Yes.
And now I'm like, well, it's so hot out. I'm still not going to worry about anything. Jesus, we just find ways to not get on it.
Well, I mean, I guess things could be worse, right? They always can.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure. How about a fast
So my
fact?
Pants are tight. Fast, yes, fast.
Oh, is that it? Just do that unbutton thing you do.
I do it every day, Vin. Thanks for reminding me and telling everyone.
What's the unbutton thing? Her pants?
I have the top button on my pants because I'm like, ow, that hurts. That's definitely emphasizing my muffin top.
You don't want to get bigger pants?
No, I just bought some pants. They're fine when I'm standing up. If I buy bigger pants, they fall down when I'm standing up, but then when I sit down, they're so comfortable.
How long you been doing the unbutton technique?
My whole life.
No.
Yes.
Vinny's making it sound like it's a recent thing.
It's basically my whole life.
All right.
Sometimes I even do it in the car.
I did it this morning on the way in, but I had to pee so bad I was dying.
Well, you don't want any pressure on that bladder.
I honestly think I hurt myself. Like I may have like a kidney damage.
Hey, when did the pee start pressing up? Was it while
you
were
still in the car?
Back on 17 when I was parked,
no.
I had to go. And I started looking at my coffee mug going, what's more important, my coffee? We're going pee right here.
No, you were going to pee in the mug.
And then once I started going, it was too late. I'll just get to work. Forget it. I'm a grown up for crying out loud. I can hold it.
It is the worst though. Like it's such a distraction from everything. Like you can't just relax and drive anything. It's all you can think about is I need some relief for my poor
bladder. By the time I got into town, I was absolutely going, okay, I'm going to pull over and do it on the side of the road somewhere before I get to work. I'm going to have to.
Did you do it?
I didn't. No,
he made it here.
Ran up here. Well, there were people everywhere.
Parking.
There were people everywhere.
When you were peeing in the men's bathroom this morning, were you like,
it took a minute. And then once it started, it took a minute.
Mm.
It was a longie.
Did you?
Oh, it took a minute to even get started?
Because you were clenching down so hard. Seal, I got hurt. I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let me do a fast fact.
Oh, all right, fast fact.
The guy who invented the USB wanted it to be centered, flippable, so that you didn't have to get
Why isn't it then?
It doubled the cost. Oh. So we got what we got. The USB devices only plug in one way. And as you know, it's always not the way you went. You stabbed at it right, the first right. time. Dang thing. All right.
I know. It's a pain. I wonder if Apple is, you know, so proud of their little power plug that they have now where you can put it in either way.
Samsung copied them.
Yeah, it's become the new uniform.
Yeah,
I wish they'd put it on their dumb phones so you could just have the one thing. Because it's on the iPad. And it's on their computers.
What are you talking about? I'm talking about this thing.
Oh.
You can put it in
either direction. Right, right. Okay, so they have that one for phones. And there's another one that's also a little bigger than that. Uh-huh. It's called a USB-C.
Oh.
I don't know.
And that one is the one that you charge your computer with. And you also can use it for your iPad. That's the hole.
Oh.
But it's not that cord.
Oh, how funny. My iPad runs off the same thing as this.
Right.
I can charge
your iPad's a little older.
It is.
Right. So now we've got two.
Oh, so now I got to get another thing.
Two
if I get
charging,
it.
Yes.
That's so
Oh, what a
Jesus.
Drag.
God, stop it.
Say something to Apple.
No. And I'm done saying stuff to Instagram, too, because I want a check mark, and they won't give it to me because I bitch about them all the time.
Oh, too bad.
Shut up, check mark.
How'd he get a check mark?
I have no idea.
Is it just from eating lunch over there every day?
No.
Can you put in a word for me somewhere? I want a freaking check mark.
I met somebody from Instagram the other day, and I tried to invite myself over there for lunch, and they just didn't bite. So I was like, well, that didn't work. I'll try it. If I can get my foot back in the door.
Get us check marks.
Listen.
Yeah, all of us.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something off the air. Maybe we can.
Why don't you just tell us now?
Yeah, tell
I
us
can't.
Now.
Because it's not a done deal, and I can't. I don't want to jinx anybody.
Oh, is this an olive thing?
No.
Olive update?
Is this a namaste? Dramaste thing?
Oh. Jeez.
An art historian spotted a rare, long-lost painting in the background of the movie Stuart Little. It turns out one of the set designers bought it cheap at an antique store.
What?
It was on the set in this film. And someone spotted it and said, that thing's worth over $250,000.
Oh, my God. You're kidding me.
No, they went and said, like, look, do you guys know that what you've got right there?
How could they tell it was real?
I don't know. Well, I don't know. I mean, they must have inquired.
Who's it by? Does it say who the
painting's
by?
It doesn't say.
Oh, just some rare painting.
Just some rare painting. Someone knew.
That's
someone
crazy.
Smart saw it and went,
How weird that they're watching Stuart Little and looking at the artwork. I guess if you're an art person, you would be looking,
right? You would,
right?
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So the painting was done by a Hungarian painter named Gergely Barki. And
Gergely Barki.
Oh, wait,
huh?
wait. That's Gergely Barki is the guy who spotted it. Oh. The painting is called Sleeping Lady with a Black Vase. By Robert Burney.
I liked him better when he was Gurgly.
Yeah, I like Gurgly Barclay, or whatever his name was.
So, yeah. That is
fascinating, you guys.
It's being returned to Hungary.
That's amazing. Oh, did Hungary have to pay for it, or was it stolen? And so this lady has to give it back.
It says it's long lost, so somebody clearly stole it, and then
somebody maybe it's some
it.
Of that stolen Nazi
maybe.
Stuff.
Yeah, it disappeared in the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And then the article's long, so sorry, I'm trying to.
Hungary, though.
Yeah. First World War design poster.
Okay.
When was the First World War?
Well, 1914, yeah. I don't know.
It was 39 it started.
I thought that was
World War
II. Oh, sorry, World War II. First World War was like
1914.
13, 14.
Yeah. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash?
All right.
History. Let's do this off the air.
We're guessing.
I got a Miley Cyrus, Liam Hemsworth update.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.